Hey, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Rooster.
From ParaNerds.com. And you're listening to the Classic League Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 54 of Classic Elite, a podcast for retro and modern gamers, and sometimes we talk about electronics, too. You may be wondering why Tony is not introducing this episode, and it's because, unfortunately, he has a real life, and he is incredibly busy right now, so I missed last week, and he's going to miss this week. Someday we may talk again, I'm not really sure, but we'll get those things worked out. Last week we had Gooch from Gooch and the Douchebag on, a special guest. And Gooch, you did an awesome job filling in. Thank you very much. And this week we actually have two brand new guests, two guys that have never been on the show before. But you might feel like you already know them because we mentioned them on an episodic basis. And it's Kevin and Rui from the Paranerds.
Paranerds.
Woo! So, guys, ruined that.
No, it's all good, guys. Thank you very much for being on the show. And boy, you have a lot of podcasting to do, aren't you guys recording today too?
We are recording right after this, so okay.
Right now we're just doing the same.
Yes,
episode you are.
No, I heard that you guys actually. I was listening to last week's podcast today when you sent me the email. So I was like, wow, this show really speaks to me. I was hearing last week, Tony and Gooch. I was hearing that today because my iPod crashed. Long story. Point is, I was like, man, I want to be on the show. I never get anything. And then I got an email, and I was like, hell yeah.
It's the ESP, man. Ohio's not that far away from Toronto, so I could sense the podcasting vibes coming across the border there.
Or the tears, either or.
Or the tears.
Should probably announce who we are.
Yes, absolutely. Kevin has been the one speaking, and Rui's the one that has been quiet. So
listening.
Rui, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit, and then we'll take it over to Kevin so you can tell us a little bit more about Paranerds.com and what you guys are all about.
Well, I'm Tony the Rooster for this episode.
You're talking the radio voice again.
I'm nervous, man. Leave me alone.
I know. It is nerve-wracking. I've never been in someone else's podcast.
Long weeks on the block.
Yep. Fuck. Shut up.
Let's do this all over again.
Okay, just go again.
All right. Stroke my hair. I like that.
Who are you?
I'm Rooster from Paranerds.com.
Attaboy. I knew you had it in you. Is that all you have to say?
That's it.
I
am Paranerds.com.
You're the co-host?
Am I been promoted?
No.
Oh.
You're just that guy?
I'm that guy.
Not important. I'm Kevin from Paranerds.com. I do everything on the site, including editing top 10s, articles, reviews, news, top 10s. Did I mention top 10s? And the podcast that you and I are from. This is a good way. People will like to listen to us now. Thanks a lot. You ruined it.
We just lost the fan.
I know. We lost
everybody. We ruined this guy's business.
Yeah. So we've been huge fans of Classic Elite. Actually, we've heard you. You guys started the same time we did, really.
Yeah, roughly. And I forget how we got connected. I think you might have written an email.
You guys were on Podbean.
Yeah.
And I was looking for. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm trying to syndicate our show. And I did it for like a week. So episode like 47 has now been sitting on Podbean. We started there and moved away because we found a better way to do things for free.
Archive.org.
And now we have one episode there. So yeah, but you found us on Podbean, which is crazy because we thought no one ever listened to us through Podbean.
No, I purposely, because starting an indie site or whatever that we have, I want to look at other people and see how I can be better than them. It turns out you're still better than us. Thanks a lot.
By one.
So yeah, we went out there. I went around looking for other podcasts listen to other podcasts because there's only so many podcasts I can listen to.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd rather listen to indie ones. And I think one of the first ones I've listened of your guys, Bad Grammar, was when you guys were talking about GameStop employers.
Oh, yeah. Dude, those guys can be jerks.
That's the one I remember listening to. And I was at work, and I'm like, man, I got to start a podcast. And then I did, and I ripped you guys off.
Yeah, you did. You did. You've done a fine job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But everybody, we do seriously love the Paranerds. We have actually quite a bit in common, other than the fact that...
We are, in fact, males.
You don't
in Canada.
Well, that's North America. You're American, right? It's North America.
Well, yes, we're American.
You use Monopoly money, but
we do purple and pink. Pink is the $50 bill.
I thought pink was a $1,000 bill.
No, there is no such thing as $1,000.
There is such thing.
Have you ever seen $1,000? Yes. Liar!
There is in the United States. Come down here and check out the thousands. They hand them out as you cross the border. Seriously.
Oh, nice.
We'll be there.
Our credit's so shot, our money's worthless anymore anyways. So, just to get back on track a little bit, anybody out there that is not familiar with Paranerds, they primarily cover modern gaming, and this is a little strange to me, and something I want to ask you guys about. You have an Atari 2600 controller as your logo. Paranerds, I'm sorry, that just screams retro. No one that's 14 years old calls themselves like nerds and geeks and stuff. They're like noobs and all that crap. So you guys pick like an old retro term. You have an old retro logo. And then you lie to your listeners and say you're going to have retro sections and you never do. So why is it that you guys focus primarily on the modern side of gaming, even though you love retro games too?
Well, here's the thing.
It's not an Atari controller you're looking
at. It's not an Atari controller because that would be copyrighted and that would be wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a generic
joystick controller.
That looks remarkably like an Atari controller.
That is right. Also, we do cover retro, retro relapse, the three that I have up there.
It's a lot.
To be honest, our original idea was to talk about retro games, do videos on YouTube, which you guys do an awesome job on, I must say.
Thank you.
Which got me to buy Castlevania for the 360. I watched your review and I was like, hey, if you like it, then I'm going to pick it up. You're with me today, Rudy.
Oh, definitely.
And so that was our original idea, to review old school Sega Genesis, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Atari, Sega Master Systems.
Nice.
The thing is, it turns out I suck balls when it comes to editing video. So
I'm with you there.
I did the next best thing, which is let's talk about stuff that I know now, which is modern gaming. Because, I barely have any time to play any games as it is.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to, you know, a choice between playing Super Mario Brothers 3 for the 100th millionth time or Da Blob 2, I'm probably going to try playing Da Blob 2 and talk about that for a while.
That's cool.
One stone.
Yeah, so I mean, as much as we try to be retro, it's pretty, I don't want to say hard, because honestly, as much as I love the retro games and the old school systems, they're not plugged in. And I usually write or talk about things off the top of my head. I don't play them every day like I should, because I only have time to play games. If that's the case, might as well play new games. I am talking a lot. Rui, say something.
I agree. You are talking a lot.
Thank you.
Rui, say something.
Rui's the best co-host listener maybe of all time.
Well, thank you.
You're doing a great job, Rui.
We had many ideas for the Paranerds.com, and it's changed from left, right, and center.
Yep.
And it got to our first episode. We only had like one game to play, and we had to fill up 2 hours of our time, so we filled it up with things we know, news that spread. So we thought maybe we'd talk about current stuff, things that people are interested in.
Yeah.
And then once we become famous and make millions of dollars, we'll have our huge section for retro gaming, which we wanted to originally.
So I just have to hang in there for a while, and eventually you'll get to myself. Yeah,
a couple thousand episodes, and you
should be good. Before Rui goes into our biography.
Yeah. Fair enough. Hey, I keep clicking those ads for you. I'm doing my best.
Thank you. We're up by 13 cents.
No, we're up at 30 cents, man.
30 cents?
Yeah, holy smokes.
You're running a whole nickel.
You're running laps around us.
Yes.
So everyone, that is a nice little snapshot of the intro of every Paranerds episode.
Yeah.
And then they go into doing reviews, talking about news, top tens, kind of what's ever on their mind. So, hopefully everyone can go to paranerds.com, and that's paranerds.com to check out everything Rui and Kevin related. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started with the retro section. Since Tony's not around, I get to call the shots for a week, which is awesome.
I'm used to following the shots. So
yeah, I do miss you, Tony, but it's cool for me to be able to have complete control. He's the slave driver, so
I don't think I've ever actually spoken to Tony. I've spoken to you, but never
is Tony even real?
Tony, if I could. We're never in the same place at the same time.
Pokeroo!
That's right. So, anyways, for the retro section this week, guys. I came across, I guess, what you'd call maybe a neo-retro game from the Xbox Live indie section. I have no idea how to pronounce this.
Kunoichi.
Kunoichi?
Akani Kunoichi?
Uh-huh.
Maybe? Akani the Kunoichi.
A-Kane? Kunoichi.
Something like that.
Takane Kunoichi.
There you go. We will go with that. Well, anyways, begins with A and K. And you'll find that if you just search on the indie scene with Xbox for that. Guys, have you played this game at all before?
Or? I have not, no.
No.
Okay, well, first of all, it's $1, so go get it.
That's outrageous.
And the cool thing about it is I've noticed with a lot of indie games on Xbox Live, they go with either an 8-bit or almost an Atari type of a style, and this is a true 16-bit platformer.
Sweet.
Basically, you're this awesome ninja chick, and they have really cool cutscenes that remind me almost of something out of like the Venture Brothers. And then it kicks into like Chrono Trigger type of art style, but it is a side-scrolling 3D platformer. So there's some elements of almost...
Wait, it's a 3D 16-bit?
I'm sorry, 2D.
Okay, I was 2D, like, wow, 2D, that's 2D. Interesting.
Sorry, I've got 3D written all over my notes because of the 3DS. So.
Yes, yeah.
But we went on a 2D platformer, 16-bit, and the girl does kind of remind me a little bit of Chrono from Chrono Trigger. Like, if he'd grow his hair out a little bit, they kind of look a little similar.
Well, he kind of looks like a female,
right?
Yeah, he's a little bit. I can see that, and he's got a little flair to him. And basically, this is one of those games where you have unlimited lives, and you have just very difficult platforming stages to get through. And it takes a lot of elements from a lot of old school retro games that we all love. There's elements of Contra because you constantly have a gun that you're firing. It's actually you're throwing knives. But as you power up and find these power-ups hidden in blocks and things like that, it turns into a spread type of a knife where you start to throw 3 and then you throw 5 and so on.
Oh, nice. So it's like the Contra spread gun, I guess.
Exactly. Nice. And then there's some Ninja Gaiden elements because you get to do the wall jumping.
Oh, that's the best part.
But it sticks a little too much, so it really feels like the old Ninja Gaiden. So some of the platforming can be pretty difficult on it. One thing that I wish that was around that they don't have is the double jump. Some of the jumps, like, you gotta be perfect. I'm sorry, I'm a double jump guy. The first time I saw that, I just went nuts. I'm like, oh man, why don't all games do this?
Do they have double jump in the original Ninja Gaiden?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so. That's what made it almost impossible.
Screw that game. I never beat that game.
Oh, I've never beaten it either. But I did win in the end because I got it for like $1 when a game shop was going out of business here in town. So.
Hell yeah.
Winner.
Speaking of which, our Blockbuster's going down in business here in Canada, so we're having a heyday with a bunch of video games and
heck
movies.
Yeah.
You guys still have Blockbuster in Canada?
Yeah, dude, they're closing down because...
Not for long, though.
Yeah, they're closing down now because apparently they screwed up in America, so all of ours are going now, and we're taking advantage.
Oh, jeez. Did you guys know that Saved by the Bell, those are not new episodes that you're getting every Saturday, right?
What?
Yeah, those are not new episodes. I'm sorry. Kelly Kapowski's like 55 now.
Oh, so what happens at the oil spill? Did they ever clean it up?
The duck. Does the
duck? Yeah, I do remember the duck specifically.
Please tell me the duck survives.
The duck died.
What?
Sorry. Well, yeah, you got it. His next job is in the Aflac commercials. No, hey, he was going to be part of a Dawn campaign, and then that one died, so they had to go like spill oil to put oil on a new duck. And that's how they came up with that campaign. But anyways, guys, go check out Akane Kunoichi, Akane the Kunoichi for Xbox Live Arcade. It's in the indie games section. And it's only $1. It's one that it's not going to disappoint you. It's addicting. It's fun. And it's really hard. It really takes you back to old school retro feels just because, I mean, you have to play it like 100 times to get through a level. So,
well, as long as it's like, how is the game over? Like when the game's over, is it over or does it say game over, start from where you just died?
Oh, it's game over. Do the level again real quick. So okay. Yeah. It's, No. It doesn't like screw you over or anything like that. And there's little hidden, almost these little like icons that they almost look like something you'd find in like a Stonehenge area or something like that, or some Mayan area. These token little things, and you get points and stuff like that if you collect them all and power ups and stuff. So it's a pretty cool game, and again, it blends like all these awesome games to go. So
oh, yeah, definitely check that out.
I would give that a good look. And then also, since this is the retro section, everybody is in tune to E3 right now. So all I want to do right now is talk about a few of the retro games that Nintendo talked about today during their press conference.
Yeah.
Today's the 7th of June of 2011. And Reggie kind of blew everybody's minds with some free games. One, they are putting out an NES port of Excitebike for the 3DS. Did you guys know that? For free.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about that, the Excitebikes. Is it a remake or is it like the same port?
No, it's a port, but like my friend got it. The only reason I know that is because my friend got it. So I was IMing him at work and he was running from home today and he's like, oh yeah, I got Excitebike. He said it's the NES 8-bit game,
oh, but that there's
just like some depth to it. So I imagine if you turn the 3D all the way off, that it'll just look like a port. And that's awesome.
Can't imagine what that looks like in 3D.
And I
every other dirt bike game, you know?
And did you guys play the re-released one for Wii by any chance? That one was really
Excite
good.
Trucks?
No. There was a WiiWare Excite Bike. It was like five or $10. It was that's addicting. That game is fantastic. I like it a lot more than actually the NES port. But I thought that was pretty cool that they're going to give that game away for free. And then two other games that I can't believe that they are giving away for free are two Zelda games. Did you guys hear about these?
Yeah,
indeed okay. We did.
All right. Well, I don't know if anybody remembers, but a few episodes ago, I talked about finding Four Swords Zelda, and I was pumped because I've got GameCube controllers, my girlfriend and I like to play video games together, so I'm all pumped because I'm thinking that Four Swords is going to allow both of us to play together. Not the case. You need a Game Boy Advance, and you need cords.
And you need four of them.
And it's crap. It doesn't work.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah. It's a single-player game. But it looks like that probably won't be the case with this new free version. So if we all had 3DSs, we could all play Zelda Four Swords together, which I think is awesome.
Which we do. Do you?
No. I'm not getting the Google ad revenue that you guys are, so.
30 cents? Come on.
Yes.
Cents, I mean, that's what they're going on QuidBids right now for, right?
That's
right. So
something.
And then they're also giving away A Link to the Past. Do you guys know that they're doing that as well?
A Link to the Past? I had no idea.
Are you going to be adding a link to the past so people can click on?
I'm sorry, it's Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
Yeah. If I said to the past, it's
Link's Awakening, I did not know. Regardless, it's still news. I had no idea.
Regardless, free game as well. I think that's going to be fairly limited, though, by what we were hearing Miyamoto say through his translator. They didn't spell out a window, but based on the context of the way things were said, I don't know, June 8th or 9th of 2011, it will be available in the store to download for free. So that's a game.
Question.
That's a game that I've never played before.
Exactly. I was about to say, I never
most likely played it, but I've played so many Zelda games all in one that it's one big adventure in my head.
Yeah.
So I can't separate them by titles. It's just like, oh yeah, that one.
Yeah. If I have a 3DS,
you can get it for free.
Yeah, I'll give you mine. You can have it.
Awesome. You guys are the best. I knew you'd pay up for helping me out. And then
I heard there's paying in Jolly Ranchers too from last week's podcast.
That's right. We do pay in Jolly Ranchers.
Hell yeah.
And Friendship and Smiles.
I want Paper Blue, please.
That's right. But something that I am smiling about, even though many people wouldn't, is speaking of last episode, Tony bought me an NES cart. He bought me Back to the Future. Now, this is a game that most people, they say that it sucks, and for good reason. A lot of people gripe because it's not related to the movie at all, other than a fading picture as your life bar. I mean, it really has nothing to do with the movie. And basically, it's a really crappy shmup. It's a vertical shmup. But most of the time, you don't have a weapon. So could you imagine playing 1943 and all you do is dodge stuff because you can't like shoot any of the planes coming at you?
Wait, what game is this?
Back to the Future. Dude, watch a YouTube video. It's basically just a shmup.
Hold on. Back to the Future. I played this game as a kid, and I loved it.
See, I did too. My friend had it, And I don't remember if he – or I don't remember if he had it or if he rented it frequently. But I used to play it all the time, and I loved it. So
yes, exactly.
But have any of you guys beaten it?
No. Not even still. I don't even think I've gotten to the second soda shop parlor thing. This, for me, is kind of like Jaws. I don't know why. I love Jaws. I've got strong nostalgic ties to it. That's a game I am really good at. I can beat it in like 10 or 15 minutes. But this is a game that's just, it's stupid hard. I can see why people don't like it.
I even remember the music for some reason.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. I remember that. Holy crap. I haven't played that in years. It is so.
I think I got some outro music, which is awesome.
And I remember that. He's walking around with like a black tank top or something.
Yeah. But once you get the bowling ball, which because they went bowling in the movie, but once you get the bowling ball, it lights out, man. You're crushing everybody. So as long as you don't get hit while you have the bowling ball by one of the bees or whatever, you're in good shape. And it turns into a fun game. It's kind of like a game I'll eventually talk about. Dino Ricky. That's a really hard shmup, and it's kind of in this style. Except in Dino Ricky, when you jump, you can actually jump over stuff. And in Back to the Future, there's a jump feature that's completely broken that doesn't work. So
there was a jump button?
What, jumping vertical?
You jump straight up, but you can't jump over anything.
Huh.
It's, I think, my childhood. I don't remember if the Home Alone for the Super Nintendo did that. You can only jump vertical. No jumping on an angle.
Oh, no, this is like
Back to the Future, straight
top down.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Think of the old X-Men
games. Oh, I definitely didn't play that.
Yeah, think of the old X-Men games.
I remember playing the one for the Super Nintendo, the Back to the Future.
No, but that one was
No. It was for Nintendo. No, I mean, really picture like 1943 or 1942 or Galaga or...
Oh, you're talking about that old.
Or Ikaruga.
Space Invaders kind of view.
Yeah.
And you remember that?
I love that game. I don't care what anyone says. I played it knowing it had nothing to do with the movie as a kid, and I still enjoyed it.
The Super Nintendo one. I'm like, bowling balls and Super Nintendo? What the hell are you talking about?
It didn't break my heart that it had nothing to do with the movie. I did. I enjoyed the game, and it's kind of like,
as long as I had the title, it was part of the movie.
Dude, I'm with you there. It's kind of like the Super Mario Brothers movie, and like in the 90s. Everything was about turning something cartoon into something that looks completely real, like the movie Lawnmower Man and crap like that.
Yes.
So when I went to the theater and I saw Super Mario Brothers, I didn't come out of there all mad because Yoshi was a real dinosaur and
that was the best part.
And that Dennis Hopper just had kind of cornrows, and I didn't mind.
He chooses to turn into King Cooper.
So whatever the case was, I just. In that era of entertainment for kids, that's, you know, look how successful the Ninja Turtles were. But that was actually a good transition into live action.
Oh,
so
fantastic, man. I love that movie.
But I'm sorry, but I do like the Super Mario movie.
I do too. And it gets a lot of flack, and probably rightfully so. If you're a purist, I'd see why you'd be pissed. But as a 10-year-old kid or however old I was when that movie came out, I remember coming out thinking like, oh, cool, they had the bombs. Like, oh, cool.
And they had the overalls and the same matching color.
And the mustache.
And I've heard people, like, and they were plumbers, and I've heard people complain, like, there were no boots that flew you in the air. Yeah, you're right, but there were boots in Super Mario 3. And this movie came out after Super Mario 3. So for me, that's what I related it to.
When they shot, spoiler alert, when they shot King Koopa with the flamethrower, in my mind as a kid, I assumed that was the fireball.
So. Yes, that's exactly what I pictured. So, yeah. Yeah, when they're up in like the crate things or whatever.
Exactly.
He does turn into a dinosaur at the end. So
he does for a split second.
so that was validation from my standpoint for me. So, same sort of a situation with Back to the Future, the video game, Kevin. I think you're spot on. Just because it had nothing to really do with it, because of the brand and how much I liked that stuff, it was all good.
Yeah, I felt the exact same way.
Oh, very cool. So. That wraps up pretty much all I had to talk about retro this week. I want to suggest that a Connie game, the indie game for everyone to check out if you have an Xbox Live. I just wanted to mention all the free crap that Nintendo's giving away, which that sounds weird to say Nintendo giving stuff away.
It sounds even weirder to say PlayStation 3 giving stuff away. So
not really. I mean, well, they kind of owe some people, and some people they don't owe. But it's cool that they're still trying to get some retribution there. But with Nintendo, I mean, I don't know, like, they couldn't get 64 onto the virtual console because of licensing issues. So, I'm shocked that they're giving away a game that is
How is that licensing issue? But I thought they own it?
With Rare, but like they couldn't get Golden Rare, and Rare's owned by Microsoft. Blah 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 blah. There you go. But Link's Awakening, which I know that's their own game, they did all of it, but that's a game that they could sell for $5 easily, and they didn't.
Who would buy it?
Exactly.
And awesome for them. That's very, very cool. So that leads into our kind of midpoint, and this is where I do a deal of the week from one of our sponsors, J2Games.com. J2Games.com is a website that has everything from gaming magazines, retro games, current games, systems. If you need to replace your pin connector on your Nintendo, you get awesome stuff there.
Do they sell Wiis?
I don't know if they have any in stock, but they get you a good deal on a Wii.
I'll check them out.
Yeah, and if you don't see it on their website, give their phone number a call. Jay will actually answer the owner of the company, or he might.
I'm shy.
Get him on the phone. We'll send him an email. Cool. We'll hook you guys up. But he also, everything that's on his site isn't everything in his inventory necessarily. But what I like to do is always find some sort of a cool thing about the site that I can draw some attention to. And this week, it's just, man, it's a Game Boy Advance bonanza. About a third of the games that I pulled up are somewhere between 30 and 50% off of their markdown. So it's insane right now. They've got a great sale going on. So for all of us that are buying our DS Lites for $100 and our DS XLs for $125 or whatever it is right now, for any of us getting those, Game Boy Advance games still play in those. So right now, like for example, one of the cool deals I saw was the Capcom Classics Minimax. And it's brand new, sealed, unopened. After shipping, and then after customers use the promo code CLEAT, CL337, it's $10.02.
Holy sh! I'm not gonna swear. Holy crap! How about that?
I know. And that game comes with Bionic Commando, Strider, and Mighty
Strider.
Final Fight.
Yeah. Man, I love that game.
Right? So, a steal, $10 for all three of those. Are you kidding me? Those are, if they're on the virtual console, you're looking at $20. Online, you're looking at, the way that I looked at it was about $13 was about the best I could find. And the best I could find for this price, brand new sealed, I couldn't find it for this price, brand new sealed. So, J2 Games, awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. And for anybody last week that didn't catch Tony's deal of the week, I think it still might be going on at gamersgate.com. 50% off the entire Grand Theft Auto collection.
Oh, yeah.
DLC, yeah. Even the top-down 8-bit first one, everything.
The great first Grand. If you haven't played the original Grand Theft Auto, you haven't played Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
That was great, man.
I have not, so I need to, because they have it in browsers. You can just play it free in browsers.
But on the PlayStation, if you play it, like, I know Gamersgate obviously isn't, it's PC, but if you play the original PlayStation Grand Theft Auto game, did you know that you can take out the CD while the game's playing and put in your own music CD and it'll play the music from the from your own soundtrack, basically?
That I did not know.
Yeah, so you have you have to switch it whenever you load, because obviously you gotta load the game.
Yeah,
but
if
you're playing a game normally, because it's a huge map, it'll play random tracks from whatever CD you put in there. Anytime you go in a car, it's a different track.
That's cool.
Did you know that Kill Frenzy isn't a person?
Yes, Kill Frenzy means go on a rampage.
I learned the hard way.
Don't actually look for a guy named Frenzy.
I was actually blown away by the original Xbox. My roommate had one my freshman year of college, and I could put CDs in there and rip music to his hard drive and load playlists and whatnot. There was a snowboarding game that he had that I loved. It wasn't SSX, and it was
not cool.
I recognize something that's like 1080, but I think that's
for, it's not 1080. That was for 64. Shredding, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Something like that. Well, anyways, he had it, and I thought it was always so sweet that I could listen to DJ Shadow and RJD2 while I am snowboarding, because I can't really snowboard.
Well, I know one of my first games I had for the Xbox, when I originally got my Xbox from my ex-girlfriend, which, get it, Xbox, ex-girlfriend, funny.
Hey.
Oh.
So you're going to get a new box then?
Yes.
I think you did.
Yes, I did. So going back to my awesome story, the first game I got for the Xbox was, what game would you think that I would get for the Xbox? My little like, it's a brand new system. What game would you get?
Halo.
Exactly.
Halo. Yeah, Halo,
that's
yeah.
That's what most people get. I got Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
What?
That was yeah, epic. That was the first game I played on the Xbox because A, I'm a pervert, or I was, and B, I heard that you could rip your own music into it, right? And that was the only game I knew at the time that you could do that with. So, because I think Dead or Alive had Christina Aguilera music in there.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm weird. So instead, I replaced every song in Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball with Green Day music. And it did not go at all with the game. But Hot the point chance. Is, it was the first game to do it. Well, yeah, good music.
Well, well, we'll have a music discussion another time. I would have kept Christina Aguilera on there. Green Day.
Like a genie? Wait, no. How does a
genie
in a bottle?
There we go. From me, like a genie.
Better than. not a big Green Day fan. I think I would have left that one alone.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some other time.
Fist to fist.
My passport's expired. You'll have to come down this way.
I think yours expired
scared
too.
Of America.
Oh, you should be scared of Americans, which is a Nine Inch Nails reference, which Rui, you've probably listened to everything by now, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, awesome.
It was like that song, Hate Me Today. That's Simple Plan? No, Finger 11.
I don't know who you're singing.
I don't know either.
You just named two
names. It's not Nine Inch Nails. I know that much. So,
you just haven't heard their secret track.
That's right. So you, Kevin, were a pervert and decided to church it up a little bit with some Green Day.
Yes.
And it didn't really sink. Was it laughably bad?
Oh, it was just Basket Case playing with anime, weird, big-headed, big boob girl. it didn't flow at all.
That's fine. Now, I remember the Xbox, like, they were clearly aware of piracy then because my Burns CDs wouldn't rip. So my selection was incredibly limited. I had tons and tons of music. I wanted all my roommate's Xbox. However, I was limited to what I actually purchased. Didn't burn from a friend or whatever. So I was bummed I couldn't rip any of that stuff. So deal of the week, go check that out. Capcom Classics Mini Max for the Game Boy Advance.
Get that because it has Strider. That alone is worth it. Get it.
For that $10. I just did a review of Moondiver, and that game was awesome. So if it's – I have not played the original Strider for what was it, Sega or Mega Drive or whatever?
Yeah,
or
Sega.
For Genesis? Yeah.
Mega Drive.
Did not play that. So, yeah, maybe I should do that.
Yeah, it's really, really good. You won't regret it.
All right, guys. Well, we are ready for the modern portion. And today was the day that Nintendo had their little presser thing. And yesterday, Xbox or Microsoft and Sony had their time to shine. So before we talk individually about each of the companies, some highlights, stuff like that.
Sure.
I want both of you guys to tell me two things that you got pumped about because of E3 and two things that disappointed you a little bit. Rui, I'm going to start with you. What are a couple things that got you pumped about E3?
Well, for the 360 portion, what got me really pumped and a bit wet was for the Mass Effect 3 coming out.
That looked awesome.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. And the voice work with that as well looked incredible. Just how they used the Kinect with it, just unbelievable.
But I don't own a Kinect, so it's not going to work.
How do you feel about Kinect in Mass Effect? I mean, you're a huge Mass Effect player, right?
I don't think it's going to be a huge problem. But it's not me. When I play Mass Effect 3, I have like a TV dinner tray next to me, some like Kool-Aid, you know, juice packets, and I'm laying with one leg against the wall, right? I can't do that in Kinect. Someone's going to have to hold my TV tray.
It's only by voice recognition, though.
Yeah, I think it's just the talking stuff you can do. And
so it'd be like, you, I don't know any of the characters, Alien, Rex, you, come here, follow me. Okay, it's going to be like Oddworld all over again.
Eh.
Yeah,
it's okay. I just usually when I play Mass Effect 3, I'm solo and I let my guys just do their own thing.
Mm. I doubt that it's going to be a feature that's required for that game, though. I didn't watch it in depthly, but I highly doubt that they would do that. In my opinion, there's no way that they'd be dumb enough to do that because they've been hyping how much you build for Mass Effect 1 and then 2 and then into 3. So if all of a sudden they add some hardware that you can't that you need that you can't play, so it's a $200 investment.
They did that with the Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah,
I got it off a friend of mine.
Yeah, but that's Wii Sports Resort.
I mean, but I had it from a friend of mine. And then I couldn't. put it in, and then it's like, please attach your Motion Plus. And I said, screw this.
But to be fair, that it's $60, it connects $200.
Yeah, so. I guess.
And it was when it was Nintendo's re-releasing to show off the capability. I mean, and it's a packing game. It's not like you go to the store and buy. You can, I think, buy Resort, but
people trade them in.
No, yeah,
indie stores.
I see what you're saying. I really do. But I'd be shocked if this comes out to be a mandated piece of equipment for the game. That would be a heartbreak. What's another thing that jumped out at you?
Well, I don't know if we should jump right into it, but Gears of War 3.
Okay, well, that's enough there. We'll jump in when we get to the Microsoft section. What were the two things that bummed you out?
Wrong list.
Yeah.
What are two things that bummed you out, really?
That bummed me out?
Yeah.
Nothing really, because I personally I'm not a big fan of Sony myself.
Okay.
Right? So it's like nothing that they're not showing wasn't like, hey, you forgot to do Little Big Planet 4 or 3 or 6. So it wasn't too bummed out about it.
Okay, that's cool. All right, Kevin, what about two things that got you pretty pumped?
Well, for the whole, well, obviously the big thing that got me pumped was Nintendo's new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but the Wii U.
The Wii U.
You soldier boy. No.
It sounds like you're about to do a Hadouken. You.
It sounds like
Ryu's brother.
Ever watched the movie Kung Pao? No, probably not.
Yes, I have actually.
Yes,
I have.
Wii U throughout the whole movie. The girl keeps doing that.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine was obsessed with that.
I'm obsessed with that movie, man. It's great.
Hey, maybe you're his buddy.
Maybe.
maybe, dude. Yeah.
So Nintendo's Wii U, obviously, that was huge for me because Rui and I have this bet going on that I think in the next 5 years they're not going to release a new console.
And then within the next 2 years, there's a new console.
Yeah, they release a new console. So shut me up. But yeah, the Wii U, great looking. I don't know if you've seen it in
action. Oh, I watched it. It's damn impressive.
Like, it's, yeah.
The demo was amazing that Nintendo put on today.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. It kind of reminded me of an iPad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But with
an iPad had a baby.
Yeah.
An iPad with dual sticks, directional pad, buttons, triggers that are not positioned on top of the device, but it looks like comfortably under the device.
Yeah.
It looks like not the mock-ups that they did online where you could see the Classic Controller Pro with the screen in it.
Yeah.
But to a certain extent, the back of it, the buttons look like that, which is pretty cool.
Do you know if, like, is that it? Or is there, like, a console?
Oh, no, I can confirm there is 100% a console.
Oh, okay.
If you notice in the video, they were playing on the new console.
I thought they were playing on the Wii.
No, because they wouldn't be supported.
No.
The new console, well, go on, tell me.
No, exactly. Like, you couldn't see the HD stuff if it was playing through the Wii. But they did use Wiimotes. So the Wiimotes must be compatible, which makes sense.
Yeah, because it is Wii.
It is you.
The name, on the other hand, is
quite disappointing.
Well, no, that's not my disappointing.
That's
moment.
My disappointment.
That was my no my number one shocking was the Wii U, and one of my disappointments was the name.
So
they nailed both those categories in one shot for me.
But what I loved about it though is how the guy plays it off as if. It flows freely.
Oh, Reggie?
Yeah, the Wii U.
Yeah, I mean, he's a salesman, kinda. Yeah. Like, I understand, like, where they were going with that, but for me, I would have liked to have seen it called, like, the Nintendo U or something like that, or U Nintendo, or U Wii, or...
they could have called it the Nintendo Revolution, I'm just saying.
Or they could have called it the new Wii, except that instead of N-E-W, it would be N-U. The new Wii.
How about just Wii 2? Are we all okay with Wii 2?
I'm okay with Wii 2 also.
But you know what they could have done with the eyes? They could have done it for Roman numerals for 2. So it would have been Roman numerals.
Oh, they just would have looked capitalized. That would have been cool as well. So
that's true.
Either way, and we'll get into a little bit more of that here shortly, but that was something that both excited me and disappointed me. What about you, Kevin? Was there anything else that jumped out at you?
Yeah, actually, this isn't really a game or per se, but it's a, I guess, peripheral or like a, The 3D TV, the new 3D TV that PlayStation or Sony announced.
Yeah.
The 24-inch television that's going to be bundled with HDMI cables, Resistance 3, and glasses are included as well. That's Have you heard cool. about that one?
I did not hear about that, but the second you said glasses, I didn't really want to hear much more.
Well, the thing, see, I thought the same thing, too. Yeah, here's the magic about it. It's a 24-inch HD 3D TV, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little smaller than big screens, but it's 3D HD.
Yeah.
And these glasses, when you're playing the game, it actually makes, instead of playing a game in split screen, you're playing a game in full screen.
Oh, okay. That's
not
bad.
So say you're playing, like, Call of Duty, you know how there's normally split screen in the middle?
Yeah.
If you're wearing the glasses, you're seeing your own game, and then the person next to you is seeing their own game.
That's
so it's like
cool.
watching. I don't know how it works. It
it's
boggles
magic.
My mind.
That's why I said, here comes the magic.
And apparently it's going to be a bundle. It's going to be $4.99, which actually isn't too bad for a 3D TV.
No. Okay. All right. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
I wish it came with two sets of glasses, because I'm sure they're $200 glasses, but...
No, they reduced the price to, what, $69.99?
Hold on, but wait!
Wow!
More?
Yes, the glasses are now $69. They've lowered the prices for that.
That's not too bad. So under $500, is that...
Pretty much the price of a new game is the glasses.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That sounds... You know what? That actually doesn't sound that bad.
I mean, it's not gaming, per se, but I mean, it's part of it.
You know what? If you're like a really in-depth hardcore gamer and you live in a small apartment, that would be just
that's perfect. Killer. Or like, even a dorm, as they said.
Yeah.
What they said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, or a dorm where you're stuck where your face is only going to be, you know, less than 5 feet away from the monitor. That's pretty cool. So
yeah. Well, that's the other thing that really stood out for me.
Nice, nice. For me, I was actually also really, really impressed with the Kinect integration. And by that, I mean the integration of Bing and YouTube. And the reason that I like this is because early on in the podcast, we had heard rumors that with AT&T UVerse that your Xbox 360 will be able to be utilized as a cable box. So you don't have to rent another one from the cable company or whatever. And seeing these voice activated commands with Bing and YouTube to just get stuff instantly for you right off the dashboard is amazing. And the demo that they had looked just killer. And I've always liked the interface of the 360 when you're on the home screen. So the fact that the voice recognition works so well, and you could just say, for example, I was listening to an interview today and I forget the writer's name, but he made a comment where he's like, if you want to see the clip of Lucy from Everyone Loves Lucy having the chocolate fits, have you guys seen that where like there's too many candies coming down the conveyor belt for her?
Isn't that every episode?
Yeah. So
was it with pies?
I don't remember.
I'm a huge I Love
Lucy
fan.
Let's go watch it on Bing.
But that's what I'm saying. If we wanted to, we could say it. We could just say it right now. And because of the integration of Bing and YouTube, it's already all right there. And then there's also speculation of if the Federal Trade Commission actually okays the Skype purchase, it could potentially be amazing.
For the 360 with Kinect, you use Skype?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, there goes
that's not bad.
No, that's...
For the 360?
Potentially. I mean, that's just speculation.
Yeah.
But that's still, that's incredible. So if you have... the Kinect, you can make it your 360 run potentially your entire entertainment center just by sitting there and speaking. And then when you want to actually like play a shooter and you want to play a game and you don't want to have to stand up and move around and walk around, you just pick up the controller that's already right in front of you or next to you on your TV tray. That's incredible to me. I don't know about you guys, but that
personally
blew me away.
Kinect, I watched the E3 conference or whatever, and I felt like it was too Kinect heavy again, if that makes sense.
Well, they were trying to prove that it's not abandoned, in my opinion. Like, they were trying to say, hey, look, we're trying, you know, with like the Ghost Recon demo and stuff, which...
Yeah, but like to me, it's cool. Like, it reminds me like of Iron Man and Star Trek stuff, where you can like move your hands around and control.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea in theory, but to me it's I don't know, it's unnecessary.
Now, I'm not talking about gaming. I'm talking strictly strictly navigation of.
Oh yeah, in that case, it's like it's interesting as
of
well,
your entertainment but, system. That's what I like about it.
Don't own a Kinect, right? Like I don't own a Kinect. Can shouldn't that still be allowed even if I plugged in a microphone to my controller?
No, because they wouldn't make any money. Exactly. You guys are socialists, we're capitalists down here, so it's about making money, all right? That answers that. Was there anything that disappointed you other than Microsoft being Kinect heavy?
To be honest, the God of War Origins collection that they announced.
Okay.
It's a PSP being re-released on a PS3, basically, like the games.
Yeah.
Because on one of my top tens, not to be, you know, tooting my own horn, but on one of my top tens, I said that what were they thinking was that PlayStation 3 abandoning PS2 games, right? And my whole thing behind that was that they're doing this just to re-release the games to sell it back to you.
Yes.
So, and that's basically what they're doing with PS2 games, but PSP games, it doesn't make any sense considering the PSP is still out there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And the PSP, like, I believe that I have the older model of PSP, but I believe that like, the newer models, you can actually plug the PSP into your TV and play the game on your TV, right?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you both had the exact same response. Well, anyways, that's what I heard. So, I mean, buying, say, God of War, now they're calling it Origins. Origins. They're re-releasing the two PSP exclusives to make it the PS3 now. I don't know. To me, that felt really, like, lazy, I guess.
Yeah,
because that's an exclusive for the PSP, and now I feel like I have no games to buy for my PSP. But it is coming out with Ico and Shadow of Colossus bundle, and that's really cool.
That's cool, yeah. You know something that really disappointed me was, all right, did you guys watch the intro that they did for Nintendo's thing?
With the Zelda?
Okay, all right. So I get like all tingly just watching this Zelda intro and all that kind of stuff. And it's the 25th anniversary, and they have this awesome new logo, which Tony and Gooch were talking about last episode.
Yeah.
And then they don't announce a Mario All-Stars type of release for the Wii, where they re-release some Zelda games. I was really hoping for some sort of...
Oh, like a collection? Pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. 25-year? Come on, they should.
They should, yeah.
A lot of people dogged the Super Mario All-Stars collection that came for the Wii. I've been a big backer of that. I loved it. And for $30, I would love to have a few more versions or in a collector's edition on limited release of a Zelda pack to commemorate the 25th anniversary. I think that would be cool. And it really looked like they were leading up to that, and then they didn't. So yeah. That kind of bummed me out.
Let's do more All-Star. I remember listening to your guys' podcast few weeks ago, and you guys were talking about, I think you got that for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the week before that, I was bashing it, and then I'm like, who the hell likes this game? And then I heard yours, and you're like, yeah, I love this game.
Well, for me, part of it is that the Classic Controller Pro for the Wii is one of the most comfortable video game controllers ever, and so to get to go and play Mario with that controller instead of a Wiimote, and it's way more comfortable than even the original NES controller. So,
yeah.
So to get to play those games there was really cool. My girlfriend had never played, Super Mario 2 before, and this allowed save states, just like the old one did on the 64 or on the SNES. I know the soundtrack wasn't beefy, but at least it was something. I loved the art book.
Soundtrack too, right?
Yeah, and the soundtrack's light, but again, it was only a $30 purchase.
That's right.
And that was the perspective that I had. So I wanted something like that with Zelda.
That would be nice.
We're not going to get it, but that's okay.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Eventually it's going to turn 50, so maybe they'll give it to us.
25 years.
Yeah. And all right, guys, so let's get into dissecting E3. Okay.
Sure.
Now, let's go with PlayStation first.
Yep.
I have to admit, I did not watch the their press thing. It was 8 o'clock Eastern time. You guys, we're on the same time zone, right? Toronto, Ohio.
Roughly, so. Maybe roughly. About 4 minutes off.
About 4 minutes. All right, not bad. So, well, anyways, So I did not watch it. So I don't know if you guys were busy last night. I don't know if you watched it.
I watched all three today.
Oh, okay. So, awesome. So what were your guys' impressions?
Well, they announced the NGP. They actually gave that an actual name now.
A stupid name.
Vid is a nice name if you're... Yeah.
It reminds me of like it makes me think of Madonna and Evita. Like, I'm an 80s kid, like I like Material Girl, but Vita, I don't get it. Like, they should have.
Well, I keep calling it Vista, so don't feel so bad.
Oh, there you go. That's yeah. I'd rather think about Madonna than my crappy operating system. So I win there. But yeah, the name was dumb. But other than the name.
I actually wrote this down because I know you guys like Star Trek, right?
Yeah. Tony was IMing me about that.
Yeah, and they have an exclusive controller, a move controller that's shaped like a phaser.
That's cool.
Which is very cool.
Whatever the hell a phaser is, but
what do you mean?
You don't even know what a phaser is?
I don't like Star Trek. Which one's what's a phaser?
It's a gun. Oh, you can set it to stun or kill. Come on.
They're gonna just call it a gun?
No.
Oh, it's in the future.
Oh, right. My bad. Anyways, they have the move controller that's going to be shaped like a phaser for the next Star Trek game that apparently they announced. There's a couple
We should have lied to them. We should have told them it was like a shoe or something like that. Like,
yes. You put it on your feet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How do you think Michael Jackson does a moonwalk on the moon?
I'll go to like Comic-Con or something and be like, look, guys, a phaser.
A phaser. My friends got me phasers.
I said foot. They also announced Street Fighter and Tekken.
Yeah, I saw the Tekken's coming out. But isn't that multi-platform? Or is that just PlayStation?
I wrote here Street Fighter Tekken is coming to the Vita? Vita?
Oh, Vita. That's right. We're selling Vita. Okay.
Yeah. They announced Sly Cooper 4, Thieves in Time, coming 2012. And I'm a huge Sly Cooper fan. I'm not sure if you've ever played Sly Cooper before.
I'll be honest with you. I've never even heard of it.
Oh, really?
It's
a great game for the PS2 that they re-released on PS3. And also, apparently, Bioshock's going to be on Vita. I was about to call it Vista again.
Yeah, I did hear that.
He just announced it. Like, you know what Bioshock would look good? On this. And then, like, walked off stage. And that was it. So.
I was impressed with how it looks. OLED displays are the future. Those things are incredible. They can be like an eighth of an inch thick, and they're like bendable plastic, and you can bend like an HD image and it doesn't distort. It's like crazy. So, and that those are also should be durable. OLED should be durable. So, that was really cool. And then, the price point. I mean.
I didn't know about the price point.
Oh, Rudy, did you hear about the price point that they're doing?
No, I did not. I know as much as Kevin.
There's two different models coming out. One's Wi-Fi only, one's Wi-Fi and 3G. The Wi-Fi only is $250 and the 3G is $300. Now, the 3G one I wouldn't get because AT&T sucks here in Ohio, so I would never get that. But
we don't even have AT&T.
Yeah, well, there you go. Canada doesn't get in wars and they don't have AT&T, so you got something done for you.
You're saying I shouldn't buy the 3G
one. So don't get the 3G one, in my opinion. And there's hotspots everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you can go to McDonald's.
The stove is one of them.
You guys even have Wi-Fi stoves? No, I'm kidding. So, but $250 is an amazing price point. It's an amazing price point, I think.
I'd agree.
Because it rivals the 3DS, and it's more powerful than the 3DS. So
it's a newer system, too, so it has the advantage.
Exactly. So it's going to come down to the software, as it always does.
I'm still laughing at the Wi-Fi stove.
Blind squirrels find nuts, too. I'm usually not real sharp on my feet, so that might go in a highlight reel.
Enough time.
So, Rui, did you check out – is there anything that we're missing from Vita that – that stood out to you? Anything that shocked you or surprised you?
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet looked great on it.
And I saw another demo where someone started, they were making their own, they were composing their own music on the fly, and it looked really easy to do because this demo dude was like clunking all over the place, and it still started sounding good, and he was able to save that track into a, or to say, what game? It was like a racing game. So he could save the music track on the track that he was editing, and so you could even make your own music on your own racing track to share with your friends, which I thought was like really impressive. That
sounds really confusing, but
yeah. I forget what game that is.
Well, I forgot to say what the other best part of the PS3's conference was. Jack Tretton apologizing for PS3 downtime.
Yeah, right out of the gate, too, yeah. Right?
Sorry.
Yeah, basically. That's what we said.
They needed to.
Yeah.
You know?
So you guys, the customers, you are our blood. We need you. Sorry, Luke. Sorry, Dave, right there. Sorry, man.
I was sitting next to Dave.
Nice. You're in two places at once.
That's right.
Are you Kevin? But, So we've covered PS3. They said they're sorry. They've got some games coming out. Tony told me that he watched it and it was a little move heavy, which I thought was a little strange.
One special guest.
So it seemed to me like both Microsoft and PlayStation wanted to say, hey, we didn't forget about this stuff. We're still going to try to support it and make it good. So I think is kind of an interesting strategy since they did that last year. Like, hey, we'll...
Well, they're always head-to-head on this kind of thing. Yeah. While the Wii is doing their own thing and improving on their system, except yeah. crappy name, the Xbox and the PS3 are just like sticking to the same things, trying to make people want it.
One up the other.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. This is just move on and make better equipment or systems or something.
It's all
it's on its own.
It's all software. If the Move makes games extremely fun to play, it's going to be a hit. And same with Kinect. So I think that they were trying to not let that die. But, you know, I'm with you there. I definitely am. So, okay. I think that's enough for PlayStation. What do you guys think about... Microsoft. I'm going to save Nintendo for last.
Tell you, as soon as I open it, there it is.
It was heavy with Kinect.
Yes.
What else did you guys take from it?
Well, to be honest, it was a lot of the Kinect stuff. Like, they Fable, I don't know if...
I watched that, yeah.
I wasn't really too thrilled about that. Like, I love Fable. I like Fable 3, but Fable 2 is okay. But I wanted to see what they could do with Kinect with Fable, but apparently it's like an on-rail shooter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
It could be fun. We had fun with House of the Dead.
Yeah, but House of the Dead was like
a shooting game.
House of the Dead was always a shooting game.
It's not an exploratory like RPG.
Yeah, like Fable is. It's like kind of what they did with Dead Space, except Dead Space kind of fit with Extraction.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Fable, I don't know how I feel about the using Kinect as an on-rail shooter. I mean, I'm sure it's a fun game. It just shouldn't be called Fable.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Should be called Bulls and Arrows on a Horse or something? I don't know. and Halo 4, which I did not expect.
Well, I thought Halo 4 was going to be the Halo 1 remake. I didn't realize that they were going to do a Halo 4. So there were two Halo announcements.
Yeah,
That shocked me.
And I'm not more hate mail. I'm not a huge Halo fan. I've never actually played a game. I don't see it like appealing,
it's
I guess.
It's really fun.
I've heard it's great. Yeah. I just don't see it as appealing enough for me to go, another first person game. Let me try it out. But
it's a bit, it's different though.
I got it. I got the difference. But them re-releasing Halo 1, which, you know,
that's awesome. Sorry, that's exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting for me because I've never played the original. And if I played the original now, I'd be like, oh, God, you look like ass.
It's actually not that bad. I'm borrowing Tony's. Yes, Tony, I will give that back to you someday. I've got his his first one. The only thing that sucks about it is it's in standard 4:3 and you can't stretch it to HD without it looking like garbage. So that's the only thing that stinks about it. And the fact that you can't play online. But the campaign is still fun. I mean, it's a first-person shooter campaign.
Yeah, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Maybe that'll get me into the series.
I'm definitely... I'm actually going to buy the re-release, and I doubt that I buy Halo 4.
Yeah. Well, apparently Halo 4 is going to be, like, a new trilogy, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, well, this is because Bungie's not involved.
That's right.
Yeah. Which is crazy that I actually know that, because I didn't know really who Bungie was about a year or so ago before I started doing this. So Tony's filled my head with all this useless modern video game knowledge.
I have a lot of magazines next to my toilet, so don't worry.
Rui, anything jump out at you, man?
Well, the one thing that stuck out that I wasn't a huge fan which I stopped playing a lot, was Modern Warfare 3, which is coming out or was announced.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm interested in playing that because, I don't know, it's a bit weird because I stopped playing Modern Warfare 2, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I hate its guts.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Modern Warfare 3, I want.
Eh.
Maybe it's because I haven't played Part 2 in so long.
Eh. I'm still playing Black Ops, so.
But yeah, so that's something that I'm looking forward
and,
to.
And I don't want to take anything that you have to say, but the DLC will be timed exclusive again for Microsoft. That's what they announced. So yeah, if you have Sony, you're not going to get these maps. Microsoft or Xbox is going to get it first again, and you have to wait like a month.
So that's going to work out with me, because I want Modern Warfare 3, and then there's a DLC.
Yeah.
There you go. The only thing I took away from it was I thought that the Ghost Recon demo was really awesome, but I never want to play a first-person shooter that way.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was really cool. Like, sorry to cut
really
you
neat off. Demo, yeah. Really good demo. It does not look like a way that I want to play a video game, though.
Like, showing him, like, take out the gun from behind him.
And that was cool.
Like, and then he goes into sniper mode. Like, that was like, wow, that's cool for about 10 minutes, and then I'll probably play with a controller.
yeah, exactly.
Like, show your friends, look at this, and then you go back to your normal
controller. It's something to bring up for the party.
Exactly.
So, well, that's cool. All right, guys.
And also, sorry, I wanted to say that the Tom Clancy series, speaking of Tom Clancy, apparently they said that all of the Tom Clancys from now on are going to be, you have to use Kinect to play them.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. Remember how you were saying about Kinect not having to be part of a game?
Yeah.
So, apparently with that, it will be.
It's all about options, in my opinion. You want to give gamers options. You don't want to alienate anybody.
I don't know if
there
are options, but I think that's what they're doing, just strictly Kinect use.
So. Yeah. So, all right, cool. Well, guys, let's move on to Nintendo.
I'm bowing right now.
This one was just, wow. So, a few things that I want to go over. Starting off with the 3DS, I already mentioned that the entire Zelda intro is awesome. I won't go see the Zelda Orchestra if they come to Findlay, Ohio, but I think it's cool that they're doing that as kind of a promotional tour. I'm looking forward to Skyward Sword so much. I actually will be buying the gold Wiimote.
I was just looking at that.
Depends how neat it looks. I might pick it up.
Sight unseen, I'm buying it. I can show up and it's orange. I'm like, right, well,
that's like me with the Mortal Kombat arcade. Yeah, the joystick. I'm like, buying it. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm gonna go to the store and not deal with Best Buy shipping. So I'll get my product.
Yes. I guess you.
I learned from you what not to do when you really, really want something special.
Yeah.
From Best Buy.
Don't go to Best Buy.
Amazon it. So the 3DS. Okay. The thing that jumped out to me about the 3DS, not only do they have some of the free games that I talked about earlier, the virtual console looks just awesome. It looks like a lot of the games are going to be able to go into 3D. So they'll have that sort of depth to them, which is kind of cool for those old school games because you flip the 3D off and it's going to go straight back to the original way. And then if you turn it on, then there will be some depth to the background. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like to see that, actually. I can't even, like, imagine. My mind gets boggled trying to think of how that even looks because I'm so used to these games being in 2D, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you. It is kind of hard to picture. I picture, like, pieces of paper walking, like a pop-up book or something like that.
Yeah, like Super Paper Mario, I guess.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm picturing. But something that blew me away was what they're doing with Mario on the 3DS. We always knew Mario's coming back, but Super Mario on the 3DS looks like they took Mario Galaxy, which is one of the best games I've ever played, Super Mario Brothers 3,
which is one of the best games I've ever played,
and then they decided that those two games should have a child, and that's what this game looks like. They've got, like, the Tanuki suit. Like,
yes, when I saw that,
unbelievable, and Mario Galaxy is so much fun. Since there's an accelerometer in the 3DS, they're still going to have, I bet, some of those balancing aspects to the game, which I loved in Mario Galaxy, one of the few times that motion controls work incredibly well without having to have the Motion Plus sensor thing on it. So that was cool. And then also, I can't wait to actually play Mario Kart with the 3D turned on. I think that that's going to add a depth to the game that, you know, you can just feel a game, like, after you've played it so long, you feel the turns, you just...
Yeah, you get comfortable with it.
I think it's going to just elevate that feeling, that...
Well, especially with the tracks that they have, if they got all creative on you and you have mountains popping out, I mean, it'd be interesting.
You got mountains popping out, you hang glide at times, like, it just looks sweet. So, those are two things that jumped out at me, and then also... Kid Icarus is a game that I did not play on the NES. I watched some videos on it and had no interest in playing it on the NES.
Sorry, I like the song.
Doesn't it look almost, at least from the demo, like God of War or Lords of Shadow as far as the fighting style?
Kind of, but yeah, like it does, but it's really still cartoony.
Oh, definitely.
But they're going that route with that, which is kind of weird considering it was just a side-scrolling, like, Metroid shooting kind of game.
Yeah.
Well, it was Metroid, but you could fly.
Yeah, it stood out to me. And I liked that fighting style. I really liked Lords of Shadow, so I assume I'd like the God of War series. We'll get into a little bit more to the Wii U here in a second, but was there anything else about the 3DS? I know I kind of hogged that whole segment. That jumped out to you guys.
Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
They're bringing that out finally for the DS.
Handheld, which is gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I mean, like, there's no reason for that game to never have been on the DS. I've seen Google images because before I did the site or whatever, I was looking for that game for the DS, and I see Super Smash Brothers Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I think it was a fan made project.
Sometimes the fan-made stuff are just as good.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that, I thought that was, like, official. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this on Walmart, right? So I never found it because it didn't exist. So that really stood out to me because that's coming out for the 3DS and the Wii U as well.
That's cool.
And the other one was New Super Mario Bros. Me.
Oh, yeah. You can take your little...
You're excited about that one.
Yeah, dude. But was that for the DS or was that for the Wii U?
I think it's for the Wii U.
Oh, was it? Okay. So ignore that. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes.
But I think... No, that's okay. But I think that it still might be... I don't know if it's a new Super Mario Brothers game. I don't know if they made that clear or not. Or if I have Super Mario Brothers Wii... and I put that in the Wii U, then do I access my avatar or do I have to buy the Super Mario Brothers specifically made for the Wii U? I don't know.
Here's the thing. New Super Mario Brothers Wii is a lot different than New Super Mario Brothers Me for the Wii 2. Don't expect for the Wii down. U. It's not for the Wii. It's New Super Mario Brothers Me for the Wii U. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
I hate these names. Yeah, no problem.
It's hard. Tongue tied.
Yeah. That's the only thing that was. I don't know how I feel about the avatars being in it because it's
they all, or the Miis. Sorry, stupid.
The Miis. They're called Miis. Let's get this right. I don't know how I feel about the
stupid.
Me looks stupid.
Rockstar will come after us.
Yeah,
not Rockstar. Rare.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about having my Mii in a Super Mario Brothers game because the reason I play a Super Mario Brothers game is to play as Super Mario.
Oh, I'll tell you why I like it so that you don't have two Toads.
Yes. Well, that too.
Why
yes.
Not? There's Toads in the kingdom.
Screw the. Freaking Toads. Oh, I hate
I don't mind the Toads, but just one Toad's fine. What I mean?
Yeah, Mario and... Okay.
And Waluigi. And
if it's me and Mario and Luigi and Toad, I'm totally cool with that.
They should have a selection of characters.
Or they could have the same characters from... I know that wouldn't make sense. Super Mario Brothers 2, but the princess got kidnapped again. Never mind. Scratch that.
Yeah. So, oh well. But, actually, let's go ahead. Let's move into the Wii U a little bit. And, Rui... did you get a chance to watch? I know I keep forgetting what you have and have not watched.
I've seen the Wii U. That's the only one I've
seen. I filled him in the 20 minutes when I was having my smoke break.
Okay, cool. Oh,
here's everything you have to know. Microsoft had it.
So,
amazing.
Oh, right? It did. It wowed again, like the 3DS did last year. Don't you think?
Well, people actually applauded. Sorry. Yeah. I'm taking over your...
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I just took the opportunity to take it. what was your question?
What did you like? Like, what blew your mind? Like, what do you think is going to work the best, or what do you think is the coolest part about it?
Continue your game anytime. Whenever my brother, husband, or potential friend comes over to watch the baseball game, I could just continue playing it.
Yeah, that's
I thought that was crazy.
Hello, I am James Kaiser, also known as Retro Kaiser, and you are listening to Classic Leet, one of my favorite podcasts of all time, so you better damn well like it, otherwise I'm going to go in there and rip your bloody arms off.
But there's no baseball on the Wii U's. I'm sure that there will be, and I'm sure that when it's there, it's gonna kick butt. But
well, actually, there is baseball. Yeah, they showed that.
Yeah. The pitching, and then you like
catch the ball with the
controller.
I don't know what do we call the access? The nunchuck, the Wii Mo.
Let's call it the window, just for the sake of
the window.
The window. It even sounds like Mario would say it, like to be really stereotypical. The window.
What? Wahoo! Or we could just go totally with their name, the Windu. Mace Windu.
That's enough, my dear. Let me hug you.
We need to coin the Windu right now because...
Mace Windu is
patent pending.
Like
patent pending.
That's right. We'll share that one. The functionality between that kind of blew me away.
I thought it was amazing, the whole golf one where, I don't know, I
Useless
don't think
sand?
I would...
Yeah!
I don't think I would put that on the floor. That thing probably costs like $600, but... It's part of the game.
Well, hold on. To be clear, it is useless, but it's cool. Like I'll keep doing it just to watch it.
I wouldn't play the golf. I normally don't play the golf in the Wii Resorts and all that game, but I totally would just to see the sand on the floor.
That's what I mean. It's useless. It doesn't add anything. It's just cool to look at.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe it might add some more depth, like where if
the grain of the sand will turn the ball.
Well, let's say that like you're buried. I don't know if you guys are golfers, but sometimes you end up with a fried egg where the ball is just deep in the bunker. So maybe it'll be able to tell the trajectory that you come in at. So maybe you can now blade the ball, or maybe you could not swing down through it the right way. You know, maybe it'll have some more sensitivity.
They should totally add the Wii balancing board as a duo with that.
For the stance, make sure that you're balanced.
That's right. So the way your stance is and your swing and everything really makes a difference.
Did you say totally?
Totally.
Wow. 1990. Nice.
Totally.
Very it's nice. Because he just watched the newest episode of Saved by the Bell.
That's right.
Yes, the duck.
The duck did die. Aflac.
So, What about you, Kevin? What was, I guess, your wow moment with the U?
Oh, with the Wii U was the Wii U
itself.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think of it. I mean, we've been hearing about Project Cafe for weeks now, right?
Yeah,
and we've seen like prototypes and like leaked quote unquote images of the controller and all that.
Yep.
And I just found it weird that they presented the controller. And that was it. Like, the controller itself is enough to be a new system, but apparently there's still a console.
Yeah, well, I'm
I just wonder what the price is going to be.
I'm speculating, one, they didn't show the console because they weren't... Usually at E3, Nintendo announces the price, and they didn't. So I think that was the reason that they didn't show the console. And also, the console, the pictures and the images that they released, that might not be 100% the final released product. That might just be the prototype right now, because it sure as heck looks a lot like an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I still think even in the demo that they were doing, I still think that Wii in the background is the Wii U. It's too curved. It's curved. Like,
well, I have an image.
Right. I'd have to go back and look at it.
It's very curvy. It's not like, you know, the block that it is now.
Yeah.
But that's broken into pieces
so
like
mine. It looks like it's been smoothed out more like... I don't know. It looks cooler.
But I guess like what blows my mind about it is that this is the controller we're talking about, people. The controller.
Yeah, just controller. Yeah,
like
definitely.
Like Nintendo Wii, the controller is what made the console. You know what I mean?
Well, you break all your controls.
That's besides the point. But it, like Nintendo Wii was like, holy shit, it's motion control, right?
Yeah.
This one is
holy shit,
it's
a TV.
It's
a
game.
It's it. Yeah. No, I'm totally
with you. So I can only imagine what the Wii U or Wii U 2, whatever the hell they want to call it, what that's going to be. It's like 1080 HD on. I can't even imagine. Like Blu-ray player? Huh? Anyone? Blu-ray? No?
Huh? Well, there actually it's Blu-ray quality. I was watching an interview with Reggie afterwards. They won't come out and say what the capacity of the discs are. And they won't come out and compare it to a Blu-ray, but it's basically Nintendo's proprietary Blu-ray, which is really cool.
Yes, I was right.
So
yeah, they have a custom video card.
Yeah, he's like he's jumbo. He was pulling one of those. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. So
what is he saying?
What's he saying?
Exactly.
Who's on first?
And what's on second is what we have lastly for the show. We I think that that's going to wrap up everything for the show content-wise. We have some emails that we need to get to quickly.
Yep.
And then I want to give a quick shout-out to a few friends and sponsors of the show and then tell you guys to piss off. So before we do that, it, just really quickly, out of the big three, in your opinion, who won the E3 this year? Kevin?
I think it's all anonymous here, but we'll go.
Nintendo. I definitely think Nintendo won.
I definitely go with the Nintendo.
That's three in a row. And yeah. It's only because they wowed. Man, they can present. They know how to make you go, holy crap, that's amazing. So,
because like PlayStation really focused on Move, and Kobe Bryant was there. and then
360
focused their Law and Connect, and Nintendo focused on games and new hardware.
One thing I'm going to give 360 a lot of credit for and a little bit of brilliance on their part is catering to – they did cater, not the stupid Kinectimals, but I was really impressed with the Sesame Street demo.
Yes, that was adorable.
Like Tony – or like going to Disney World or whatever.
Disneyland. Yes, I forgot to mention that.
Like Tony, he's got little kids. And yeah, so
I probably could you
imagine,
do too.
Could you imagine growing up and – having that to play with as your toy instead of looking at a poster and a Mickey Mouse whose ear's been like gnawed off because you're a dog or whatever, and like that was your Disney World.
I can't even imagine having this kind of technology.
I didn't even have a poster.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cool. So I do want to give Xbox 360 a big thumbs up for figuring out a way to tailor towards young kids and a general audience. Without looking like a Wii ripoff. I gotta commend them on that. That was very well done, and it was a really smart partnership. So, all right, well, Nintendo wins. That's unanimous from all of us. And then let's get.
Did I say anonymous? You did say anonymous. That's correct. That's still right. Tomato, tomato.
Sure.
What did I say?
No, you said it.
But I said anonymous.
Oh.
Anonymous means not knowing.
I understand you don't know what anonymous is. I just, my hearing is so...
Sorry, it's our ADD. Never mind.
Don't worry about our ADD.
That's okay. Well, we have a few things right in. One, we have a listener named Zach who put a comment on episode 52 for the Russian attack prize. And sorry, Zach, you were too late. You did not get into the contest, so I'm sorry. However, I'm going to do my best to make sure that you're automatically entered into the next giveaway that we do.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But all I can do is promise to do my best. I'm forgetful, and we don't delete emails. So I'll try. I'll just know that there was someone from 52 that we need to add. But he writes in, he's like, if it's not too late, I'd like to drop some feedback. He's been a long time listener of the show, and he's only commented once back in February. But he says that he's pleased with the refreshing topics and info that we bring to the show. So,
oh, great. We just ruined all that. Sorry, man.
So, Zach, sorry for this episode. Next week, 55, it'll be back to normal. And he writes, P.S. Picard, Kirk, I was watching Pokemon when the Star Trek series was popular. And if this doesn't count as an entry, then I'll actually win the contest. And I'd prefer the Xbox 360 version. So, next time we have a 360 game up for grabs, Zach, we will definitely try to get you in the running for that. Our good buddy Shintai wrote in just commenting on how awesome Gooch is. He did an unbelievable job. Gooch and the Douchebag, goochandthedouchebag.com. Douchebag is spelled D-O-O-S-H-E and then B-A-G. goochandthedouchebag.com.
That's a great name.
It's unbelievable. And those guys, it's so perfect because Douchebag's not a douchebag.
Is Gooch a real Gooch?
I don't know. But everyone go check out Gooch and the Douchebag.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of their podcasts as well. I actually heard them from you guys.
Yeah.
Last one I heard, I think they were talking about the Sega Saturn. They were having a fighting thing going on.
Street
Fighter, I think.
Yeah. Or, no, I think it was Virtual Fighter.
Oh, Virtual Fighter. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. With like Jerry Terrifying and all. And
yeah, exactly.
Yep. So. Good guys, funny and entertaining. I actually compare them on our show closer to Paranerds as far as like the energy and stuff.
Hey, that's us.
Hey,
Tony and I are, kind of cut and dry. Every now and again, Tony has some good zingers in there. But
well, like I said, you guys are really informative. We're just, I don't know,
stupid.
We're stupid ADD. We're loud obnoxious, but we know games. But you guys are actually informative. When I hear you guys have great interviews as well. So
that's one of the things. We've been really lucky to catch people at the right time to have really cool, fun interviews. So
yeah.
And then our good buddy C-Bomb writes in. He's just an absolute favorite listener of ours just because he's wrote in so many times. But he says, I'm at a local pizza place waiting for my Stromboli, and I thought I would finally take some time to send you guys an email. As we all know, E3 is going on right now. And first off, I wanted to see if you guys are going to make an E3-related episode. C-Bomb, yes, we are.
Are we?
Because I think that would be pretty awesome. And next week we're going to rehash E3 because Tony has his own things to say. So, C-Bomb, you'll be sick of E3 by the time you're done listening to us. And he's like, and I want to know what your favorite announcement was. My favorite announcement was, a tie between Nintendo giving away good stuff for free and then the Wii U for me. And I'm going to have you guys answer that in a question. Despite not owning a PS3, I'm extremely excited for the new Sly Cooper game. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
That was
it's only a Monday, and I have yet to see the Nintendo conference, and everything after that should come by as well. Well, that's all. Thanks a lot, C-Bomb. So I want you guys to talk about what was your favorite announcement,
Rui? Oh, Rui, go ahead.
Well, totally. The Wii U. That's it. Wii U. That's enough.
Same as Kevin?
Yeah, I have to say the Wii U as well. And Saints Row exclusive.
So, cool. Well, everybody, that is it for our email. I think if I missed anybody, I'm really sorry. I'm doing a terrible job of monitoring your inbox. Leaving comments at classicleet.com is the best way to ensure that your stuff will be read on air. And for anybody that's interested in hearing more Kevin and more Rui,
we apologize.
You guys are awesome. Paranerds.com, paranerds.com.
It's a play on words.
It is a play on words.
It's supposed to be.
Like two of them?
Paranoid.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep, long time ago.
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You stumbled into it because Paranerds, not being paranoid, actually just kind of has a nice ring to it. So.
Yeah, thanks.
But paranerds.com, I listen to Kevin and Rui, and read articles that Kevin puts out. He is the editor-in-chief. Rui doesn't do anything.
Hey, I submit lots of stuff. You know,
you have your POVs.
Check it out. We have point of view, pick of the weeks. I do out there.
It's okay, my dear.
You listen.
I don't listen anymore. I was promoted to watcher.
So, check out their stuff. Our usual friends, monocoolcast.com, tireclawtv.com, our good friend Retro Kaiser at the CatCast.
Retro Kaiser. I love that guy.
Find him on Skype. He'll talk to you. I don't even know where to point people in their direction. Just click on our friend's page. Click on his awesome-ass smile, and it'll take you right to all the episodes of the CatCast that he records live on Sunday nights on GNET Radio. Paranerds, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us. I've been waiting for this moment.
Got to give a big shout-out to our buddy Trivers at
CCR.
Welcome to the family. Very, very cool guy. Golf fast. And Gamersgate, we've already given J2 plenty of plugs. Got to say what's up to Gamersgate.com again.
And
also, we need to say hello to Hapog for providing us with an HD PVR. And
which improved the hell out of your quality.
Yeah, man, those things are amazing. And then I have the Aver TV HD USB DVR.
That's a lot of ease.
Basically, they are just rivals. It's like the Coke and Pepsi video capture. Both are absolutely fantastic products. Both are fantastic companies to work with. I have a really neat review coming out here over the next week. Aver Media has an express video capture slot. So you can turn your laptop, if you have an express slot in it, into full HD recording. You just need to make sure you have enough RAM and a beefy enough computer. But it does like your TV DVRing and your video game capture and all that cool stuff. And There's editing software that comes with it. Very cool stuff. And
sweet.
It's like around maybe $100 or something like that. It's really, really, really cool. So, all right, guys. Well, that wraps up episode 54 of Classically. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we conclude your debut? Because we'll definitely have you back on again.
I just want to say thank you and an honor to be finally on one of your podcasts. Because we, like I said, we've known each other for a while now, actually.
Yeah, yeah, we have.
And this will probably be the only podcast that you guys release that I probably won't listen to because of us.
Yeah, right. You'll be bored.
No, honestly, thank you for having us. I mean, it was an honor. It was great. I listen to you guys all the time, and I'm finally on it. Yay.
It's cool. Well, hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate the support. You always give us retweets when we put out new episodes, and that's always appreciated. So
yeah, and we're going to be recording now, so our podcast will be up tomorrow.
Fantastic. Yeah. So Kevin and Rui, thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome.
We have an extremely long podcast here. We're probably looking at about an hour and a half or so.
Wow.
So
no, that's a regular Paranerds. Yeah.
The Paranerds took over Classic Elite this week, guys. Which is a good thing in my opinion, because I like to put out as much content as possible, and with Tony out, he's busy as heck. So when he needs some wind down time at the end of the evening, he's going to be able to listen to me ramble, and he's going to be able to listen to the hyperactivity of the Paranerds, which we all love. So, perfect balance, peanut butter and jelly right there.
Perfect.
So, all right, guys, we will see everyone next week, and thanks again for being on. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.